Hello, is Gina there?
Yes, how can I help you?
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, yes, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Thank you. For statistical purposes, what is your age?
64.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a we're representing everybody, and may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino?
Black or African American.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you. And we know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general elections for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Yeah,
are the chances?
Yeah.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
About the same as usual.
About the same. Thank you very much. And what makes you feel that way about the upcoming election for mayor? It's an open-ended question, yeah.
I know. I'm trying not to be real cynical about this.
Okay, thank you.
It is what it is. You know, the old mayor is leaving and the new mayor has to come in, so.
The new mayor is leaving and another one about to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A pretty strong Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
You're supposed to have 3, so I can say I'm in the middle.
Well, we do have a scale. The scale is that you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for years, or getting better or lessening from what it has been? The options that we have is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse.
Okay. If I believe everything they said, it's staying the same.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
fair.
Thank you. And thinking specifically about city services, what is the one area you would like to see the next mayor work harder to improve?
Trash.
Trash. Trash picking or?
Yeah,
trash
management? The trash pickup is kind of haphazard at times.
Okay, thank you very much. And how would you rate the city street and pothole repair? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some people or some others in Philadelphia say they want the next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two. Would you like them to be focused on cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, addressing homelessness, addressing juvenile delinquency, creating more quality affordable housing, improving the city's K-12 public school system, fixing roads and repairing potholes, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, reducing taxes, rooting out corruption in city government, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, or reducing violent crime in the city?
Reducing violent crime in the city. Mm-hmm. And the schools.
K-12. Thank you. Improving the city's K-12 public school system and reducing violent crime in the city.
Yes.
Thank you. And did you vote in the Democratic Party election for mayor of Philadelphia in this past May?
Yes.
Thank you. Who did you vote for in the Democratic Party election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May? Alan Baum, Helen Jim, Jeff Brown, Sherelle Parker, Rebecca Reinhardt, or someone else?
Sherelle Parker.
Thank you very much. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
Can I give him a 75?
Yes, of course. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to record your answers. What about Larry Krasner?
I'll give him a 75, too.
Thank you. David O.?
I give him a 50.
Thank you. Sherelle Parker?
I'll give her a 52. Thank 50 you. As an author.
Would you like to change it? I did record 52.
That's why.
Okay. Thank you. Bob Casey?
Mm. 60.
The Republican Party?
Mm. 48, just because I can.
Thank you. What about Ed Rendell?
I'll give him a 50.
Was that a 5-0 or 6-0?
5-0.
Thank you. And finally, Donald Trump.
Okay, a 20.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican David O or Democrat Sherrill Parker?
I honestly can't say at this stage, Jean. I'm waiting for them to do a debate. They're supposed to have a thing. Yeah.
Okay. So we're just saying you... Oh, okay. That's fine. Now, for next, I'd like you to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about is Sherrill Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. For each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherrill Parker, and we would like for you to use a scale of 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it applies to Sherrill Parker at all, a 5 if you think it somewhat applies to Sherrill Parker, and a 10 if you think it completely applies to Sherrill Parker. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, has what it takes to make the city safer.
8.
Is a strong leader.
8.
Has the right to approach to improve Philadelphia's economy.
7.
Will improve the image of Philadelphia.
8.
Thank you. Works to bring the people of the city together.
9 on that one.
Okay, that's fine. Any number between 0 and 10?
I said 9.
Oh, 9. Thank you. And fights for people like me.
I'll give her a 9 on that.
Okay, thank you. Next, we'd like to ask you your opinions about some of the policies that Sherrill Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly approve, you somewhat approve, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first statement is making arrests for stealing less than $500 worth of merchandise from stores.
Some would approve.
Creating a new policy to help people who are homeless and suffering from mental illness and or debilitating addictions, get them help they need. Get them the help they need. When these people are unhoused and no longer able to take care of their basic everyday needs, they would be required to enter inpatient addiction or mental health treatment against their will if necessary.
Some would approve.
Thank you. And finally, increasing the number of police and adding community police officers walking a beat or riding a bike in everyday neighborhood. Greater police presence in the community.
Let me call. I'm sorry. I have to stop right here.
Oh.
Something's happening outside my door.
We're almost there. Would you like us to?
If you can give me a call back in like 20 minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll call you back in 20 minutes. Thank you. Shit.